Well, hey, hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Good morning.
Morning.
It's going to be more of the same today. Rain, windy. Not as windy. We don't have a wind advisory today.
Weird.
I guess we got that going for us.
My girls asked if there was a possibility we could have a hurricane here.
Well, some of the winds are probably about that strong.
I know. And I said, well, no, only on the ocean, but it feels like it.
I looked at the radar last night hoping that the rain would move out before our football game.
Yeah, not so lucky.
That we reffed, and no, not so much. The system that is this rain system was, at the time, stretching all the way from here, just west of Mitchell, all the way out to, like, New York and Pennsylvania.
Holy cow.
And it was spinning. So it looked like on the radar that it was going to eventually move west, you know, because our weather moves west to east.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of spinning and wasn't really moving to the east very fast at all.
Interesting.
So it rained the entire time last night. It was incredibly uncomfortable.
It had to be. I feel sorry for you last night.
I was.
And anybody wanting to go to the games last night. Burr.
Yeah. I'm guessing there were some thin crowds.
Yeah.
Ugh. In most places.
I did read somebody's post on Facebook saying that they went to their car at halftime so they could go warm up.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that happened a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was just, I mean, it was about 42 degrees. The wind, it was just, every time we were facing to the north, it was brutal.
Oh,
I was
sure.
Afraid my hat was going to fly off with the wind. And that rain coming down, I would have swore it was sleet. The way it felt on your face.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Pinging off your face.
I stayed in where it was warm and made cookies.
Yeah, that was probably a better way to
I think so.
Well, at least I went outside and got paid for it, though.
Yeah, that's true. That would be the only way that I probably would have been hanging out outside yesterday.
Yeah, we deserved, every official deserved double pay last night, but didn't get it. Oh, well. Yeah, so we've got a story from Wisconsin, Johnny V's home state.
Yes.
Of a truck driver who on Wednesday morning crashed his semi, which, you know, why are we talking about a semi crash in Wisconsin?
Why?
Well, because the crash was caused by a sneeze.
Oh.
The driver lost control of the vehicle about 10:30 a.m. Wednesday morning on I-94. In Racine County, Wisconsin. And he drove through the median between the interstate and the off-ramp, crossed the ramp and the frontage road, and then crashed into a wooded area.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've got audio of the crash here.
It couldn't have been just one sneeze, though. Don't you think he was probably having like a sneezing fit?
It could have started because of one sneeze.
Maybe.
Haven't you ever been like, if I have a big sneeze hit me while I'm driving, I let go of the wheel.
I've sneezed several times.
Because you could accidentally jerk it.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah.
Wow. Speaking of semis, all over Facebook last night where there was a picture. It appears to be somewhere I know it's somewhere in South Dakota. I just don't recall what city it's by. Or town it's by, but there was about three or four semis in the ditch on the interstate.
Oh, it was out in the central part of the state.
Yeah.
They just got blown over.
Yeah, all on their
sides.
By
the wind. There were a couple of the high school football games were called off out West River last night because of the wind.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Not because of playing conditions, but because of traveling in high-profile school buses.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing to stop the wind.
Yeah, there's like four of them in this picture, all in the ditch on their sides.
If you've never driven in western South Dakota... the only thing in the way to break the wind, and I mean that literally, not punny.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's out there to break the wind is the occasional hill and...
When you go under a bridge.
Bridges, okay, three things, and telephone poles. And that's it.
Telephone poles.
That's all there is out there. There is nothing. The occasional cow.
Yeah.
Or farm place.
Because they're going to stop the wind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the only things out there.
Right.
There are no trees. So, yeah, the wind gets going and there's just nothing to slow it down. Spearfish is terrible.
Really?
When I was living there going to college, because the Spearfish sits in a valley, and the valley runs northwest by southeast.
Okay.
So that is the predominant direction of the wind in our area. Mm-hmm. It's usually north, northwest to south, southeast.
Yeah.
And it's like a funnel. The wind gets in there, and it forces all the wind all into this one little area that's just a couple miles wide. And I could jump straight up in the air from my dorm and be halfway to Jonas Hall by the time I landed. It was that windy. It was ridiculous.
I have no idea how far away those things are because I've never went to school there or visited.
It's a college campus. It's a few hundred yards.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. There was like, it's such a pretty campus. There's like a little creek that runs right through the middle of the campus.
That's so nice.
And it's man-made. It's not even really a creek. It's more of a drainage ditch. But hey, it's still a creek. There's a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. What else is there? Oh, the football stadium is built into the side of a hill.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. Like, you can stand. There's a sidewalk that goes right by, and you can stand and look down into the stadium. Yeah, it's pretty cool. The other side of it is right on the street, though.
Oh.
Like, imagine football field, track, street.
Yikes.
Yeah. Fence, street, I guess. Okay. There's a fence in the way.
Shoo.
Oh, and when I went to college there, the poles for the lights on the football field were inside the track.
Okay.
So they had, you know, the padding you see around goalposts?
Yeah.
Well, they had that around the light poles.
Oh.
Yeah. Because every now and then somebody bounce off a telephone pole getting pushed out of bounds.
They've that would since, suck.
They've since changed that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But when I was there, I remember visiting the campus the first time, and I'm like, really? They put the light poles on the inside of the track on a football field? Really? Okay. Good idea, I guess.
They just wanted it bright there.
Yeah. The news on the state trooper that was injured, he had surgery on Thursday to relieve pressure in his brain. Doctors at Stanford say this type of surgery is common with head injuries like Steen has. Andrew Steen, the state trooper who was injured. It's all we know at this point. They haven't released a ton of information on his condition. They did release the name of the person who was responsible, the name of the suspect in the case. And
it took them long enough, didn't it?
I thought so, too.
I'm so curious why it took so long for the release of this information.
I thought that was in the story I was pulling up, and it wasn't. So
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
I had read it.
Her first name is Rachel. Oh, come on. Rachel Coleman of Sioux Falls, 25 years old. A string of charges.
Quite a few.
Has been filed against her. First degree attempted murder, aggravated assault on law enforcement, vehicular battery, DWI, and felony eluding and felony hit and run. That all stemming from Wednesday morning, the incident at 57th and Western. So hopefully Trooper Steen gets well quickly. I guess he's in a medically induced coma right now, which is pretty common for
things like this.
So anyway, it's not a good deal. And she's going to prison deservedly for a very, very long time for her alleged actions.
Mm-hmm.
There was one other thing I wanted to hit here quick. Oh, yeah. The Yankees got swept.
Yeah.
Yay.
Whoop,
whoop. They got beat 8-1 yesterday by the Tigers.
Sorry, Yankees fans.
Oh, I'm not really all that sorry. There's nothing to be sorry for. They have 27 world championships.
They do. They
the Vikings have none.
Holy cow.
Of course, they play different sports, but
yes.
The Twins only have two.
Yeah.
They've only been to 3 World Series. They have 27 that they won.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're
get
okay.
over it.
Yeah. You mean we didn't win the World Series again? Oh, it's unfair. Deal with it.
Okay.
Not going to get any sympathy out of me. However, if you're a former employee of the mafia who has been relocated to South Dakota, hello and welcome to our state. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel.
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:22. We're going to top out at 47 today. It's going to be rainy for a lot of the day, and I'm not really excited about that. One thing I am slightly excited about, though, is that this is the last season of the Jersey Shore. Here is your weekly Jersey Shore clip of the day.
I feel like next summer, you know, I might be dancing on bars, but I'll try not to show my because I'm a mom now. But if it does slip out, I mean, it does happen.
Okay. Internet quote of the day, Mel.
I never called you stupid, dear, but when I asked you how you spelled Mississippi and you asked if I was talking about the river or the state, it just kind of caught me off guard.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 19th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Praz is 40.
Get a superstar, that is what you are.
Chris Kattan is 42 today. He was Corky Romano. Yeah. SNL didn't really translate to movies for him, did it?
Mm-mm.
Trey Parker is 43 today. You know who that is. What? The star of basketball?
That's why I don't know who it is.
Co-creator of South Park?
Yeah. That's why I don't know who it is.
He's 43 today. By the way, their musical, The Book of Mormon, is like huge on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Enormous. Ty Pennington is 48 today.
He's so hot.
He's an attractive man who's really hyper, and he screams every time he talks.
Not every time.
Hey, move that bus!
He's so hot.
Evander Holyfield is 50 today. John Lithgow is 67. Harry and the Hendersons.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when he plays a bad guy, though.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy in Cliffhanger, that Sylvester Stallone movie that was really dumb. I think it was Cliffhanger. I can't remember what it was. He was a bad guy in something. Let's see. 1917. Women volunteers from the Salvation Army deep-fried the first donut during World War I for American troops in France.
Fabulous.
Nice invention, ladies. 1935, Looney Tunes debuted. 1977, the supersonic Concorde made its first landing in New York City. It was retired in November of 2003. It got too expensive to fly them. But you could fly to from New York to London in like 2 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, a supersonic jet. John DeLorean was arrested in L.A. for a $24 million cocaine scheme aimed at salvaging his bankrupt sports car company in 1982. He was tried and acquitted. You know, the DeLorean, like, from Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his car that he invented.
Huh.
Let's see. In 2005, the trials of Saddam Hussein began. He was executed in December of 2006. And today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because 27 years ago today, in 1985, this song was number one on the pop singles chart. By a group you know as A-ha.
Take on me.
Did you know it was a rule in the 80s that you had to sing nicely? Anyway, A-ha, Take On Me was number one on this day and blah, blah, blah. And that's why. Dirt.
I got the latest on the JT Jessica Biel's wedding coming up in the dirt. Stop.
Hot. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 640. Up to 47 today. It's 40 right now. Cold, wet, rainy, crappy day. But it's going to be much better tomorrow. It's going to be awesome on Sunday.
I heard that.
Really awesome.
Looking forward to that.
I'm just glad it will be a farmer's market morning on Saturday.
Fun.
I really like it now when it's colder.
Yeah. Because
it's not super cold. It's not uncomfortable. I think there's only 2 weeks left of it. But the best part is there's a lot less people.
I suppose.
And it doesn't get turned into a dog walking park when it's cold out.
True. I don't know why anybody would bring their dog when they go to the farmer's market.
Well, it's outdoors.
Food, but there's food.
Well, it's not like it's ready-made food.
I know, but still.
Birds were pooping on half that food, you know, before it got pulled out of the field or the garden.
Nice visual.
Well, I'm just saying. It's not that
I know, but I just
big a deal.
I personally wouldn't.
It's
be.
Not that there's dogs there. It's the number of dogs that are there.
Yeah.
You know, there was one Saturday, literally, there was one dog for every two people. It was bad. I mean, I'm not kidding. There was one dog for every two people there, and there were four people in my family. We don't have a dog.
Wow.
Like, some had, like, four.
What?
It'd be one person with four dogs walking around. It's like, oh, I'm a dog walker part-time, so I'm going to go to the farmer's market and let them lick all the produce, you know. Anyway.
Yowza.
But, anyway, back to what I meant to talk about.
Okay.
There's a new survey about growing up. With nine signs about growing up. If I gave you two options for tonight, A, go out, get drunk, go wild until morning, or B, get some takeout, maybe pizza, Chinese, watch a movie, fall asleep on the couch by 11. Which one would you pick?
Which one am I going to do tonight, or which one would I pick?
What one would you normally pick?
I would normally pick the latter, the get some takeout and watch a movie.
But you're going to do A tonight?
Well, not the whole, like, stay out super late and get drunk, but I am going out tonight.
Okay.
Well, going away slash birthday party and stuff going on.
If you're over 28, the answer would most likely be B. The survey also came up with nine signs that you're growing up. Your career is more important than your sex life.
Excuse me?
In the grand scheme of things, what is more important?
Well, I guess it's important so you got your money, honey, but...
Well, if you don't have a job, you ain't having a sex life.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You switch from listening to pop music to adult contemporary. Maybe that's why the Taylor Swift song drives me crazy.
Maybe.
I'm getting old.
You're making the switch.
But you know what? The funny thing is, Gangnam Style doesn't drive me nearly as crazy as Wee!
That is weird.
I know.
Because I like the Wee part.
Whoopin' Gangnam Style. You really want to buy a place, not rent one.
Yeah.
You have no idea what the number one song on the charts is. You start looking for a husband or wife instead of a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather go on a vacation with the person you're dating rather than a group of friends.
Interesting.
I'd always rather do that.
Well,
more is not marry or on a vacation.
No, that's true.
There's too many opinions.
Yeah.
About what to do.
If I go a road trip or whatever, I only want to have like one person, maybe
one,
two.
One, maybe two, yeah.
Yeah.
Tops. It's bad enough once you have kids and then you got more people to satisfy.
Yeah.
At least right now we only have one kid that has an opinion. The other one doesn't really have one yet. You'd rather cook for yourself than get takeout or microwave or make a microwave dinner.
I love cooking.
You'd rather in the microwave? Yeah.
No.
I'm a great microwave cook.
No.
You'd rather live on your own than share an apartment or house.
Mm-hmm.
I loved living alone. Have you? You've never lived alone.
Nope. Never. Because, I mean, even now with not having like a roommate or anything, I still have my girl. So, I mean, I've never actually been alone, but I've never wanted to. Mm-mm.
If you didn't have kids right now, you would not want to live alone?
Nope. I would have a roommate, guaranteed.
Oh, man. No, it's awesome.
Mm-mm.
It's awesome living by yourself.
Nope. I don't know. Maybe. I don't think I would, though. I get too lonely. I like to talk to people.
The ninth sign that you're growing up is you stop going to nightclubs. I loved living alone. I lived alone for 2 years before I got married. It was the best 2 years of my life.
I get, the funny thing is I'd rather either talk to people in person or text. I hate talking on the phone.
I don't get why you preferred talking
to people
via text as opposed to over the phone.
I don't know. I cannot figure it out. I've been trying to figure it out.
Talk to them in person, that's okay,
yes.
But over the phone, not okay.
Right.
But text is okay.
Mm-hmm.
The far less personal means of communication.
I don't, because I can do it whenever I'm available. And then I feel like if I'm talking on the phone, it's always when I'm busy doing something or when they call, like I feel constricted. Like I have to sit there and talk to them. I can't do anything else. I don't know. Maybe it's my ADD or something.
You could walk around and do stuff while you're on the phone.
I can, but then I don't feel like I'm concentrating or I'm making too much noise. Like if I'm trying to do the dishes while I'm talking to them on the phone. You know what I mean?
That's their problem. Just talk to them while you're washing dishes or on the toilet or whatever you're doing.
I do
that all the time.
I do. Sometimes when I'm doing my makeup and my hair, I'll talk on the phone. I'll put it on speaker.
The only time I'm really able to multitask is when I'm sitting on the toilet and talking on the phone.
I'm never calling you when you're at home.
Well, call the landline. I'll never answer it then. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel at 6:55. Going to top out at 47 today. 70% chance of rain. It's going to let up, though, and tomorrow's going to be awesome. 62 on Saturday, and Sunday it's going to be 73.
Gorgeous.
Finally, science has figured out something we could really actually use. A way for us to eat pizza and drink coffee immediately without waiting for it to cool down.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty
Scientists
cool.
in Texas have created tongue strips.
Tongue strips.
That immediately relieve the pain you get from burning yourself on hot foods. No word on when that might happen and you'll be able to buy them, but anyway, they have invented them. They work kind of like the breath strips do.
Okay.
Only these help with the burning.
Interesting.
Instead of bad breath.
It'd be great if they do both.
I wish it was more preventative, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, where you could put it on there and then you don't have to, and then go ahead and eat the pizza. But it's still going to burn.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to burn their mouth?
You would still feel the burn of it.
Maybe it's not as good an idea as I thought. Because, yeah. Oh, it'll take the pain away. Great. I still have a blister on my tongue, but hey, the pain's gone.
So are you supposed to have the strips sitting there ready to go?
I think so, yeah.
In case you do happen to burn your mouth.
Or you could just exhibit a little patience and wait for it to cool down that little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how. My grandma cannot drink coffee unless it's boiling. She must not have any nerve senses in her mouth.
They're so used to it.
I mean, boiling, scalding hot.
I can't do it. I have to, mine has to cool down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now,
mine is perfect.
Because we had all the grandmas over for Jackie's birthday a couple months ago, and I said, Now, this coffee, I didn't boil it. Is that going to be hot enough for you? And she laughs. Well, yeah, sure. That'll be just fine.
Put it in the microwave.
Yeah. We'll nuke it until it's boiling for you, Grandma. And I don't know how she gets hers hot. It's just her coffee maker is just a regular coffee maker, too. But for whatever reason, it's on the verge of boiling when it comes out of there. So I don't get why they do that. Maybe they just enjoy the pain. I don't know. Anyway. Speaking of showing a little patience, there's a couple guys in New York who did that with a lottery ticket. How? I don't know. I have their story coming up next. It's 6:58, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.